哈利路亚，各位弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to all brothers and sisters.
我们下午继续来查考神向我们所定的旨意。
In the afternoon, we will continue to study the will of God is for us.
是根据帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十五节到十八节这一段。
And it is according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 15 to 18.
我们讲第三点。
And we will continue with point number three.
不住的祷告。
And this is to pray unceasingly.
我们先来看圣经，我们对祷告祈求的态度是什么。
And let us first look at the attitude of prayer and prayer requests in the Bible.
那神对我们在祷告上的应许又是什么。
And what are the promises of God, regarding prayer?
先来对照两节两段经节。
Let us first compare two passages in the Bible.
我们请看腓立比书第四章第六节。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4, verse 6.
腓立比书第四章第六节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 6.Verse 6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
将我们所要的告诉神。
And it says, to let our requests be made known to God.
这神对我们的应许。
And this is, and there is a promise of God in this.
就是他答应我们的事。
And these are the things that he has promised us.
他应许我们。答应我们，只要我们义无挂虑的借着祷告向他求什么。
And his promise is that if we are not anxious, but in everything we pray and pray to him,
他就要让我们得到平安。
And he, the promise that he is that he will give us peace.
他就要叫我们可以得到保守我们的心怀意念。
And he will guard our hearts and minds.
所以这一段经文是强调我们有所求。
And this passage tells us that when we have a prayer request,
有什么需要尽量求。
If we have any prayer request, we should not hesitate to bring it before the Lord.
这是神在这里向我们应许的。
And God has promised us here.
所以有些人说没有了，求很久都没有。
And some people say that I've prayed for something for a very long time and the prayer request has not been answered.
我将所要的告诉神，神好像没有听到。
And I've told everything in my heart to the Lord, but it seems that he has not heard me.
因为我一直没有得到。
Because I have not received an answer.
既然神这么应许，我们为什么没有得到呢？
If God has promised us, how come we have not received an answer?
我也是义无挂虑的求啊。
Because I do pray without anxiousness.
那我们再来看另外一段经文。
Let us look at another verse.
然后做一个对照。
And let us compare it with this verse.
请看约翰一书第五章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 5.
十四节。
Verse 15.
约翰一书第五章十四节看到十五节。
1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15.Verse 14, now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Verse 15, and if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have petitions that we have asked of him.
原来是我们要按照神的旨意求。
And this is telling us that we should pray according to God's will.
我们有所求是我们的权利。
It is our right to ask.
因为这是神答应。
Because this is a promise that God has given us.
但是神又在另一个地方告诉我们。
But in another place, God tells us.
我们要按他的旨意来祈求。
We have to ask anything according to his will.
他就会听我们所求的。
And if we do this, he will hear us.
所以我们的祷告祈求是要一个配合度的。
And this tells us that there is a condition to our prayer requests.
所以不住的祷告。
We have to pray unceasingly.
不是只有为了我们的事祷告。
And when we pray unceasingly, we don't only pray for our own matters.
我们如果只单为自己祷告。
If we only pray for ourselves.
我们会发现最后没什么可以祷告。
We will realize that at the end, we don't have much to pray about.
尤其在我们在很平安无事的时候。
Especially in times of peace
无所求的时候，没有什么需求的时候。
And when we don't have many things to ask about.
当我们跪下祷告的时候。
And this is when we kneel down.
我们不知道祷告什么。
And we realize that we don't know what to pray about.
那就很公式化的祷告。
And in this circumstance, our prayer becomes very routine.
没有办法不住的祷告。
We will not be able to pray unceasingly.
你不知道我们要祷告什么。
Because we don't know what to pray about.
所以神向我们定的旨意就是要叫我们不住的祷告。
So the will of God is for us to pray unceasingly.
要为我们自己的事祷告。
Not only to pray for our own matters,
为自己的家人祷告,
to pray for our own family,
为教会的事祷告,
and to pray for the church,
为神的工人祷告,
to pray for the workers of church,
为福音的事工祷告,
and to pray for the gospel.
那我们才可能是不住的祷告啊。
Only when we do these things can we pray unceasingly.
所以也可能是我们会为别人代求。
And then we will supplicate on behalf of others.
所以圣经有很多这种典型的例子。
And there are many examples in the Bible of unceasing prayer.
像创世纪第十八章,
for example, in Genesis chapter 18,
24节25节,
verse 24 and 25.
当神告诉亚伯兰说我要去看索多玛跟俄摩拉这两个城市,
when the Lord told Abraham that he was going to look at the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah,
如果我去看到的是跟我在天上所听到的是罪恶满盈。
And the Lord told Abraham, if what he sees is what he is the same as what he hears, which is a lot of sinful acts,
那我就要毁灭。
Then he would destroy the cities.
那亚伯兰听到这个信息。
And when Abraham heard of this,
他就在神面前向神祈求。
He prayed before the Lord.
如果以罗德是跟他亲戚关系来说。
If you think about Abraham's relation with Lot,
他也不必为索多玛城 来代求。
Or even if they were related, Abraham was not obligated to pray for the entire city of Sodom.
只要叫罗德离开就好了。
All he had to do was ask Lot to leave.
神也会把他带离开。
And the Lord would have taken Lot away.
那这样索多玛跟亚伯兰有什么关系？
So what did the city of Sodom have to do with Abraham?
所以亚伯兰就在神面前祈求。
And Abraham prayed before the Lord.
总共祷告了六次。
He prayed six times.
他说这个城里如果有五十个义人，神你会毁灭吗？
He asked the Lord, suppose there were 50 righteous people in the place, would you destroy the city?
神为什么要去毁灭索多玛、俄摩拉？
Why was God going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah?
执行公义啊。
He was a righteous God.
神是公义的。
God is a righteous God.
所以当然要执行公义啊。
Therefore, he had to act on righteousness.
那很妙的就在这里，很奇妙的就在这里。
But the wondrous thing is here.
亚伯兰也是抓住神的公义来祈求。
Abraham also prayed according to God's righteousness.
他向神说将恶人跟义人一起毁灭，绝对不是你的意思。
He told God, "It is not your will to slay the righteous along with the wicked."
我所认识的神绝对不是这个样子。
Because the Lord that I know would not do such a thing.
所以拜托一下，如果里面有五十个义人，神你是不是不要去毁灭了？
So please, if there are 50 righteous people in the city, please do not destroy the city.
从五十个一直祷告到十个。
He prayed to God from the target of 50 people to all the way down to 10 people.
这是不住的祷告啊。
And this means that he prayed unceasingly.
恳切的祷告啊。
He prayed with fervency.
祷告到十个，神说 OK 啊，如果有十个义人就不毁灭了。
And by the time he prayed and negotiated with God for 10 righteous people, God said, "Okay, I will not destroy the city."
亚伯兰就很清楚了。
And that's when Abraham was very clear in his heart.
根本连一个都没有。
He was clear in his heart, and he understood that there was not even one righteous person.
连一个义人都没有。
There was not even one righteous person.
所以神也走了，亚伯兰离开了。
And the Lord departed, and Abraham also left.
不必求了。
There was no point in asking anymore.
因为这个就是神执行公义的时候了。
Because it was time that justice was brought out.
亚伯兰很清楚神的旨意哦。
Abraham was very clear of the Lord's will.
虽然他是不住的。
Even though he prayed unceasingly,
最后还是发现这个神要执行公义。
At the end, he realized that the Lord had to carry out justice.
这个就是为别人代求啊。
And Abraham is an example of a person who prays on behalf of others.
那主耶稣的时候
，In the Lord Jesus' time，
在马太福音第十八章
，In Matthew chapter 18，
也是一样。
There was a similar example.
有人啊，主耶稣这么说了哈。
The Lord Jesus told said this.
因为主耶稣在讲一百只羊丢掉一只的那个比喻当中。
Because the Lord Jesus was talking about the parable of the 99 sheep and the one that was lost.
主耶稣就继续讲下去了。
And the Lord continued to say,
都是有弟兄得罪我。
If there was a brother that sinned against him,
那我们怎么去面对这个得罪我们的弟兄？
Or if a brother sins against us, how do we face this brother?
主耶稣就教我们了。
And the Lord Jesus taught us,
就是一单独去找他。
He taught us to go to that person one-on-one
指出他的错误来
and to point out his wrong
希望他改变
and hope that he will change
如果他不要呢
if he was unwilling to change
那就第二个动作
then the second act is to do this
另外找两三个人去
you find two or three people
做见证
as witnesses
当然希望他能够调整自己
and the hope is that this original person would adjust himself
可是对方还是不听
but if this person is unwilling to change
那就告诉教会
then you tell the church
教会是有权柄的
because the church has authority
这是主耶稣说的
and this is what the Lord Jesus said
在地上捆绑在天上要捆绑
what is bound on earth is bound in heaven
就是这个就是要强调教会的权柄
and this emphasizes the authority of the church
如果还教会代表的人去讲，他还是不听。
If a church representative is unable to persuade the person，
代表教会有权柄的人去讲，还是不听。
If a person who represents the authority of the church is speaking to this person， he's unwilling to listen。
那就把他看成外人了。
Then this person will be seen as an outsider。
可是。主耶稣讲到这里不是结束了
But this is not where the Lord Jesus ends.
他最后是讲重要的那个是八章十九二十节
His emphasis is on Matthew chapter 18 verse 19 and 20.
你们在地上如果两个人同心合意求任何事情
So he says if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask
神会听垂听会成全
It will be done for them by my Father in heaven
就是希望我们为他祷告
And this is to tell us to pray for that person
不要放弃
We should not give up on them
这跟后来雅各所说的是一样
And this is the same as what James says
我们请看雅各书
Let's turn to the book of James
第五章十九节二十节
James chapter 5 verse 19 and 20James chapter 5 verse 19 Brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone turns him back, verse 20, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins.
这是雅各书最后的一个结论。
This is the conclusion of the book of James.
这两节是根据前面所谈到祷告的事所发展出来的。
And these two verses come out of the passage about praying and prayer.
强调祷告的功效。
And the passage emphasized the effectiveness of prayer.
所以雅各用以利亚先知的祷告做一个说明。
And James talked about the example of the prophet Elijah and his prayer.
在列王记上十七章十八章那里。
In 1 Kings chapter 17 and 18, it talks about the story.
以利亚先知怎么去加密山跟那些假先知对抗。
And it talks about how the prophet Elijah went to Mount Carmel and battled the false prophets.
为什么三年六个月的饥荒
Why was there a famine for 3 years and 6 months?
在他的恳切祷告之下。
And after his prayer,
三年六个月没有下雨的就下雨。
Oh, after his prayer, it rained after 3 years of famine.
好像以利亚先知可以呼风唤雨。
And it seemed that the prophet Elijah was able to control the elements.
他说，列王记上十七章第一节说，他去跟亚哈王交涉，说我这几年都不祷告。
And in 1 Kings, Elijah told King Ahab, I have not prayed in these years.
就不会下雨。
And when I don't pray, there would be no rain.
言下之意就是会饥荒。
And his meaning is that if there's no rain, there will be a famine.
以利亚很厉害。
And Elijah, he was quite powerful.
说不下雨就不下雨，说下雨就下雨。
If he said there was no rain, there was no rain. And if he said there was rain, there would be rain.
那以后如果我们没有雨，就去找以利亚就好了。
So if we don't have any rain, we should go find Elijah, right?
那其实在雅各书里面就讲得很清楚了。
But in the book of James, it says very clearly.
他恳切祷告。
He prayed with fervency.
还特别强调。
And it emphasizes.
我们是人。以利亚先知也是人。
We are human beings. We are men, and Elijah was a man.
以利亚没有什么特别。
Elijah, he had nothing special about him.
除了他是先知以外，他没什么特别。
Besides his status as a prophet, he had nothing special.
先知，这个是他的职分。
Being a prophet was his job.
但是跟他跟我们一样性情的人。
But he was a man with a nature like ours.
那这样他怎么可以呼风唤雨呢？
So why was he able to control the rain?
那我们去看列王记上十七章、十八章才知道。
If we look at 1 Kings chapter 17 and 18, we will know.
他跟假先知对抗。
We will know that he battled the false prophets.
最主要是要让现场的百姓认知。
And the purpose of his battle was to show the people of the time.
到底谁才是真神？
To show who the true God was.
到底谁拜的是真神？
Who the true God? Who worshipped the true God?
哦，所以就用祭献祭物来做一个啊认证。
And they used the burnt sacrifices as a sign.
祭物放着，求天上的神降火烧掉。
They put the sacrifices there and asked God to come and burn up the sacrifice.
所以轮到以利亚先知，他就开始祷告。
And when it was the prophet Elijah's turn, he started to pray.
他希望神能够让现场的百姓知道你就是神。
He wanted God to let the people at the time know that he was God.
那我是你的仆人。
And that Elijah was the servant.
所以当火降下来的时候。
And when the fire came down from heaven.
烧掉祭物。
It burned up the sacrifices.
现场的百姓马上伏伏在地。
All the people immediately bowed down.
然后说耶和华是神，神是神。主是神，主是神。
And they immediately said that the Lord is God, the Lord is God.
这个时候，百姓才归向神。
And that is when the people turned to God.
那也因为百姓的心归向神。
And because the hearts of the people turned to God.
以利亚才开始祷告求下雨。
Elijah began to pray for the rain.
所以以利亚的祷告求雨这件事情有一个前提。
So before Elijah prayed for rain, this incident happened.
当百姓的心归向神的时候，
When the people's hearts turned back to God,
然后再恳切向神求雨，
Elijah prayed earnestly to God for rain.
神就垂听了。
Then the Lord heard the prayer.
但是他祷告了七次。
But he prayed seven times.
这是不住的祷告啊。
Which means that he prayed unceasingly.
祷告到有一个 很不明显的现象。
He prayed until there was a very unclear sign.
以利亚就很清楚了。
And that's when Elijah knew.
即将要下大雨。
He knew that the rain was going to come.
三年半没有下雨就要下雨了。
There was no rain for 3.5 years and it was about to rain.
他很肯定。
He was sure.
哦，这个就是代求了。
And this is what it means to pray on behalf of someone.
这个就是不住的祷告。
And this is what it means to pray unceasingly.
所以雅各书的作者就最后就用这个做结论。
That is why the author of the book of James concludes this way.
祷告是有功效的。
He wants to tell us that there is power in prayer.
啊，怎么祷告才有功效？
But how do you pray to be effective in prayer?
那既然祷告是会有产生功效的。
And since prayer is effective,
所以这些迷失的人
Therefore, those who are lost,
我们要靠祷告把他找回来。
Oh, therefore, we have to bring back those who are lost through prayer.
因为这些人很难让他回来。
Because it is very difficult for these people to turn back to God.
因为迷失了嘛。
Because they have wandered off.
哦，所以很难回来。
Therefore, it's very hard for them to turn back.
那我们要同心合意为他们祷告。
And as for us, we have to pray in one accord for these people.
要不住的祷告。
We have to pray unceasingly.
我们每一间教会都有这种信徒。
There are members like this in every church.
看不到他人啊。
We can't see them.
不是不知道他住哪里啊。
It's not that we don't know where they live.
他根本不想见我们。
These people, they don't want to see us.
那久而久之我们说，不想见，我也不想见你啊。
And after a while, we start thinking, well, if you don't want to see us, then we don't want to see you either.
我也没有时间，也没有欠你。
And we'll think, well, I don't have that much time and I don't owe you anything.
那雅各书说不可以这个样子。
But the book of James tells us we can't think this way.
我们要关心这一群人。
We have to have concern toward this group of people.
可是我们发现在关心的过程当中是很辛苦的。
But we'll realize that this process of showing concern is very difficult.
我在一次的注目教会的时候。
One time when I was stationed at a church.
刚到一间教会去就会去看信徒名册、哦
when you go to a new church, you look at the member directory.
我说访问名册。
And you look at the visitation list.
那访问组也大概会很概要的告诉传道。
And the visitation team will tell the pastor, summarize the situation to the pastor.
哪些信徒几乎没有来的。
They will tell you who are the members that nearly don't come to church anymore.
有时候负责的还会说是什么原因他不来的。
And sometimes the council members will even tell me why they stopped coming.
那当传道，那身为传道还是要去看他。
But as a pastor, we still have to go visit them.
因为在台湾了，所以也不用先打电话。
And because in Taiwan, the custom is you don't have to call in advance.
就直接去按电铃了。
You could just go to people's houses and ring the doorbell.
门一打开。
And when they would open the door.
因为那是很特别，说只有我跟教牧两个人去访问而已。
Because it was a very special visitation with just myself and the religious affairs.
负责的也换人了。
And the council members had changed already.
所以他根本不认识传道，不认识负责人。
So the person opening the door, in this incident, he didn't recognize the pastor or the religious affairs.
所以门一打开说，你们谁啊？要干嘛？
So when he opened the door, his response was, "Who are you? What are you here for?"
当然我们两个就要带着微笑说，我们是教会，我是传道，是负责人，我是来看你的。
And of course, we had to have our smiles, and we would tell them that.We told the person, we are from the church, we're here to visit you.
一听到教会。
And when the person heard the term church,
哇，他整个人那个情绪就来了。
And you could see his emotions rise.
讲了很多不好听的话。
He said many, many things that are not very pleasant.
虽然没有把我们赶走。
And even though he didn't chase us away,
我们就好像被罚站，站在他们家门口一样。
It seemed that we were punished to stand in front of their house.
他也不想叫你进去坐。
He didn't want to invite us in.
就一开始知道教会就开始骂。
So once he realized that we were from church, he just started yelling at us.
骂到最后的结论是，不用来了，你们不用来了。
And his conclusion was, you should not come anymore.
当然我们也讲一些好话。
Of course, we tried to say good things.
讲完了我们就离开了。
And after saying our words, we left.
那我们当然为他祷告啊。
And of course, we prayed for this person.
过了一段时间。
And after a while,
我们跟教务说，我们还是要去看他啊。
I told the religious affairs, a council member, we should still visit the person.
我们就再去按电铃。
So we went and rang the doorbell again.
感谢主。
But thank God.
他就叫我们两个进去坐了。
This time, the person invited us in his house.
后来他就来教会。
And later, he came to church.
所以这种迷失的羊
，and this is an example of a lost sheep.
一定要有人不住的为他们祷告。
And for these lost sheep, we have to pray unceasingly for them.
那我们有时候有所求的时候
，and sometimes when we have something to pray for,
还没有得到的时候
，and before we receive an answer,
我们还是要不住的祷告啊。
We have to pray unceasingly.
去年我在台湾是注目台南的东升教会。
Last year when I was in Taiwan, the church I was in charge of was in Tainan, the southern part of Tainan in Dongsheng Church.
元月一号去报道。
Now on January 1st, I went to the church.
福音组就跟我讲说，有一个慕道者比较特别。
And the evangelical team told me that there was a truth-seeking friend that was more special.
他 他刚来慕道不久。
And he had started joining church not long ago.
所谓的特别就是有灵的工作。
And why was he special? It was because he had spiritual experiences.
这个妇人差不多有60岁。
This was a lady who was about 60 years old.
在年轻的时候,
when she was young,
她的先生生病。
Her husband was ill.
为了她先生的健康, 所以她到处去拜拜。
And for the sake of her husband getting better, she went to worship different idols in different places.
求神问佛。
And she would inquire of these idols.
最后先生还是离世了。
At the end, her husband passed away.
变成她自己不平安。
But she no longer had peace.
本来想说先生的病没有好转, 一直为他拜拜, 想看能不能好转, 既然没有好转, 那离世了, 那应该就一件事情解决了嘛。
So her original intention was to ask of these idols to get her husband better, but he passed away, and it should have just ended right there.
等先生离世之后, 她才发现说, 哎, 她自己很不平安。But
after her husband passed away, she realized that she really didn't have peace.
因为有不好的灵, 啊, 会来干扰。
Because there were unclean spirits that would bother her.
那个灵来的时候,
And when these spirits would come,
身体会不舒服,
she would feel ill physically.
所以她的女儿, 哦, 就引导她要信耶稣。
Therefore, her daughter invited her to believe in Jesus.
所以后来她就来信耶稣。
And later, she came to believe in Christ.
信了5年。
She believed in Christ for 5 years.
她跟我讲, 她说其实那个牧师对她很好。
So she told me that her pastor was really good to her.
很关心她,
and really cared for her.
教会的弟兄姊妹也都很有爱心。
And the church she attended was very loving.
可是我的困难没有办法解决。
But they could not solve her problems.
或许她这个人比较正直啊, 所以有什么话就讲什么。
And because she was very straightforward, she spoke whatever was on her mind.
所以她很直接跟她的牧师讲说, 为什么来教会, 怎么那么久, 我的困扰怎么还没有解决?
So she asked her pastor from another church, why are my problems still here after coming to believe in Christ?
牧师也不知道怎么回答他。
And the pastor didn't know how to respond to her.
只能继续地关心他。
And all he did was continue showing concern.
问题, 那个困扰没有解决。
And her problems persisted.
所以5年之后,
So after 5 years,
他跟他的牧师说,
She told her pastor,
他说从明天开始我不会来教会,
From tomorrow on, I will not continue coming to your church.
因为没有用,
Because it is useless.
可是他因为听了5年的道理, 所以他知道要信耶稣。
But because she had listened to sermons for 5 years, she knew that she needed to believe in Jesus.
所以那一天从教会回来, 他就祷告, 向神祷告。
So when she returned home from church that day, she prayed to God.
他说主耶稣啊, 我已经不要去那间教会, 可是我不知道去哪里。
She told the Lord, Lord Jesus, I don't want to go to my old church, but I don't know where to go.
求主耶稣你要带领我的脚步。
Dear Lord Jesus, please guide my path.
隔天就是安息圣日。
And the next day was the Sabbath day.
因为他们家的外面就是小公园。
Because there is a park right outside of our house.
所以每一天早上都有很多, 很多人在那边运动散步。
And every morning, there are a lot of people doing morning exercises there.
那其实她每天都有看到一个先生啊, 就是我们教会的弟兄。
And every day, she would see this person, this man there, and this was a brother from our church.
除了打招呼以外, 没有讲过话。
Besides saying hello, they've never spoken.
哦, 就是因为大家都在公园里面嘛。
Because everyone exercises in the same park.
啊,那一天礼拜六, 一样,
and the next day was Saturday, and they were both exercising in the same park.
诶,
they started talking.
哦,
and they had a very long conversation.
其实只有聊天啊,
Actually, they were just talking about, just chit-chatting. And they didn't bring up the topic of faith.
后来那个弟兄看个表说, 啊, 时间到了,
and later the brother looked at his watch and said, I'm sorry, it's time for me to go to church now.
啊, 他马上说, 啊,
and she followed up and said, Can I go with you? And the brother said, of course. So he volunteered to take her to church. And from that day on, she started coming to our church. But when she came that day, she scared a lot of people.
没有祷告,
it was okay when she wasn't praying.
她一祷告, 那个现象就出来,
as soon as she knelt down to pray, people would see the effects.
凄厉的声音呢?
She would have different spiritual voices come out.
我在那边很凄厉的在那边哭,
or she would cry in a very sad way.
动作很大,
and she would have very large movements.
好像在呼天抢地一样,
and it seemed as though she was howling.
你看会说,这什么东西,这什么现象?
And when you saw her, you would ask, what is this?
尤其那个声音,
especially the voice.
我那个信徒一听那个声音就是, 哇,怎么祷告是这个声音?
And the members would hear her voice during prayer and they would be shocked.
那祷告要结束,还有个动作,
and before the prayer concluded, she would also do something.
她是跪着吗?
She would kneel down.
祷告一声一直要停止,
as soon as the sound of the prayer stopped, her whole person would, it would seem as though she was melting. And she would pass backwards. Later we went to her house for a visitation.
哇,那更离谱了,
and it was even worse in her house. She would be talking to you. And suddenly her face would be contorted.
以前我们常常说,啊,我们要装鬼脸啊,
sometimes we would say, we'll make a funny face.
你怎么装还是你自己弄的?
But no matter what you do to your face, it's still your face.
那个魔鬼弄的那个扭曲真的是,哇,那可以到马戏团去表演啊,
but when the devil is contorting your face, you can join the circus.
那当然是很恐怖哦,
and of course, it was very frightening.
整个那个脸部这样扭曲啊,
because the entire face would be contorted.
看,那个信徒一看到就吓死了,
and the believers who saw this were very frightened.
那当我们知道嘛, 这个魔鬼做工啊,
and of course, we knew that it was the devil at work.
雅各书4章7节不是这么说吗?
And isn't that what James chapter 4, verse 7 says?
不要抵挡魔鬼, 魔鬼就逃跑了。
We have to resist the devil and he will flee from you.
什么叫做抵挡?
What does it mean to resist?
那就是面对啊。
And this is to confront them.
靠神面对啊。
We rely on the Lord to confront them.
靠耶稣的名面对啊,
and we rely on the name of the Lord Jesus to confront,
奉耶稣圣名赶鬼啊,
confront the devil, and in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we cast out the spirit.
他就会恢复原状,
and when we did this, the face would return to normal.
然后他就开始讲他很多的故事,
and this friend, true seeking friend, she would start relaying some stories about herself.
那最后还是帮他祷告,
and at the end, we would pray for her.
那一样啊, 他在祷告, 他一祷告开始,
and when she started to pray,
声音动作,
you would hear the voice and the movements.
就是不一样,
the voice and the movements were just different.
说一定要奉耶稣圣名赶鬼,
so when she prayed, we had to cast out the spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus.
那赶鬼之后他就会正常一点,
and after we cast out the spirit, she would appear more normal.
但是祷告一, 一段时间, 他又来了,
but after a period of prayer, she would start the movement again.
就是这样重复,
and this was repeated over and over.
但是有一个比较好的现象,
but there was a good sign.
祷告结束的时候,
when we concluded the prayer,
他不会再往后仰,
she would no longer try to be passing backwards.
他跪着,
she would kneel in the same spot.
那之前,那个期间,她有一个弟弟来照顾她。
And during that period, she had a younger brother who was taking care of her.
所以后来她的弟弟都知道要祷告的时候,要结束之前,她站在她姐姐后面。
And even the younger brother knew that when it was time to conclude the prayer, he had to stand behind his sister.
因为她整个倒下去是不知道,不管后面什么东西,她就啪一下子就下去了。
Because she would just fall backwards.
所以他的弟弟为了保护他的 安全，所以要在后面保护着。
And for the sake of her safety, the younger brother would stand behind her to break the fall.
但是从那一次，他弟弟还是每次在后面，但是他没有倒过。
But ever since that one prayer with her, she no longer fell backwards.
那每个礼拜六，他一定会来聚会。
And every Saturday, she would come to church.
他就是坐最前面。
She would sit right in the front.
然后祷告的时候就到前面，他就直接跪下去了。
And when it was time to pray, she would pray in the front.
那我们 每个礼拜六都帮他赶鬼。
And every Saturday, we would cast out the demons for her.
赶到，因为台湾有很多那个外籍劳工。
And there are many foreign workers in Taiwan.
照顾老人。
The foreign workers are there to take care of the elderly.
那我们的信徒是老人，也是被照顾。
And there are some members who are elderly who were being had caretakers.
所以就坐在轮椅，然后外劳就在他旁边。
And they would sit in wheelchairs, and their foreign helper would stand would be next to them.
那个外劳从头看到。
And there was a foreign worker who saw the whole thing from beginning to end.
从一开始看到很恐怖，到最后他完全平安。
The foreign worker saw how it was so frightening at first, but so peaceful at the end.
因为每次在帮他赶鬼的时候，他外劳就在旁边。
Because every time we cast out demons, the foreign worker would watch.
他也看到他那个祷告的样子。
And she also saw the way the truth seeker prayed.
不住的帮他祷告。
There was unceasing prayer for this person.
经过差不多半年。
And after a half year of this prayer.
从他来教会了。
From the moment she came to church,
说一直到灵恩部道会
until the spiritual convocation.
她说要报名受洗。
So after this period, she wanted to get baptized.
其实道理是没有问题，她明白道理。
And she actually understood the truth.
可是我跟她讲。
But I told her.
我说你这个这样不行，你不可以受洗。
You cannot get baptized in this way.
为什么每次帮你祷告赶鬼？
Why is it that every time we pray and cast out demons for you,
你都好啊,
you're doing well.
可是下次来还是这样啊。
But the next time you come, the same thing occurs.
嗯，不对。
And so I said, there's something wrong.
祷告有功效啊。
The prayer is effective.
啊，怎么每个礼拜都是这样重复呢？
But how come we have to repeat the same thing every week?
我第一个反应就说，之前去除偶像有全部都拿出来的吗？
And so my first reaction is to ask her, when we got rid of all the idols in your house, did you bring out everything?
后来有 就已经清楚了，都已经弄出他的偶像的东西都已经拿出来。
And it was clear to us that she brought out all the idols in her house.
拿到连最后的那个他在吃中药的秘方那个纸都拿出来了。
And even she has a recipe for Chinese medicine, and she even brought that out.
她说：“啊，传道这个不可以吗？”
And she asked me, "Is this not good?"
我说：“那个可以的。”
And I told her that's okay.
最后才知道。
But at the very end, that's what we found out.
其实她那个她有跟家人有一些纠纷呐。
At the end, we found out that she had some conflicts with family members.
所以我们后来跟她讲。
And we told her,
你不能再跟你的家人有什么纠纷。
You cannot continue to have conflicts with your family members.
所以你今天来信耶稣。
If you come to believe in Jesus today,
我们信耶稣的人不可这个样子。
Christians just cannot have these conflicts.
讲完了之后。
And after we told her this,
她真的悔改。
She truly repented.
祷告，之后祷告就没有了。
And after that, when she prayed, nothing out of the usual happened.
没有恶者领的工作。
There were no evil spirits bothering her in her prayer.
那我才说这样可以受洗。
And that's when we told her she can get baptized.
受洗完了之后。
And after she got baptized,
她就领受圣。
She received the Holy Spirit.
变成一个很平安、很喜乐的人。
And she became a very peaceful and a very joyful person.
这个是教会不断为她祷告。
And in this case, the church prayed for her unceasingly.
我说我们要不住的祷告。
And this teaches us that we have to pray unceasingly.
可以帮助很多人，可以替教会解决很多困难。
And when we pray unceasingly, we can help many people and solve many problems for church.
这样我们才可以看到神的作为。
And then we can see the works of God.
不然神的作为怎么看呢？
Otherwise, how do we see God's work?
所以透过祷告。
And through prayer.
我们让自己让 别人都得到造就。
We can edify ourselves and edify others.
这个就是神叫我们所定的旨意。
And this is the will of the Lord for us.
最后一点。
On the last point.
凡事谢恩。
Is that we should be thankful always.
我们先看哥罗西书第三章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 3.
十七节。
Verse 17.
哥罗西书第三章
Colossians chapter
3 十七节
Verse 17 And whatever you do in word or deed Do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Giving thanks to God the Father through him
无论说话或做任何事情都要奉主耶稣的名、感谢神
And whatever you do in word or deed Do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Giving thanks
任何事都可以用感谢的方式表达。
And in whatever we do, we can express it in thanks.
这叫做凡事谢恩。
And this is what it means to give thanks in all things.
罗马书八章二十八节。
Romans 8:28 tells us.
万事互相效力。
All things work for the good of those who love God.
叫爱神的人得益处。
So that the all things work for the good of those who love God.
所以站我们遇到每一件事情是要站在神的立场去看这件事。
And when we do anything, we have to stand in the place of God to view the matter.
不然我们会误解神的旨意啊。
Otherwise, we may mistake God's will.
约瑟不是这样讲吗？
Isn't that what Joseph said?
你们的意思原是要害我。
That your intent was to harm me.
但是神的意思原是好的。
But God's will was good.
他后来清楚了。
Later, Joseph realized this.
人的恶毒
even though people are evil,
成就神的旨意
or even through the ill will of people, God's will can be done.
既然是出于神
even and because the will came from God,
我没有意见。
Joseph had no say. He didn't have any complaints.
所以有时候在，比如说在丧礼的场合。
And sometimes during funeral services.
那个程序最后有一个那个遗嘱致谢词。
Oftentimes during memorial services, the relatives will speak at the end.
只要让他有机会表达大家的关怀，谢谢大家。
And they usually use the opportunity to thank everyone for their concern.
那有时候那个家属的代表。
And a lot of times, the representative of the family
will
share about their thoughts at the time.
比如说，年老的，然后孩子过世。
For example, those who are elderly, but their children pass before them.
中年丧偶。
Or when they're middle-aged and they lose their spouse.
那个就是很比较特别的状况。
And those are more unique circumstances.
比如说有一个当爸爸的，他的孩子过世了。
For example, there was a father whose child passed away.
他的孩子三十几岁了。
And his child was in his 30s.
成家立业，组成一个家庭了。
And the child had started his own family.
已经有孩子了。
He had children as well.
有天车祸就死了。
And one day he was in a car accident and passed away.
在教会里面办丧礼。
And there was a memorial service in the church.
对那对父母来讲，真的是痛不欲生。
And for the elderly parents, it was very painful.
怎么会这样？
Because they thought, how could this happen?
所以他就起来讲话了。
So he got up to speak.
他说，我也不知道神为什么会让我遇到这种事情。
And his thoughts were, I don't know why the Lord is allowing me to experience this.
我只记得这一句话了。
And I just remember him saying this.
其他讲什么我就没有注意听了。
And I didn't pay attention to anything else they said.
言下之意的说，我们不是神要保守我们平安吗？
And what, in other words, he was saying, isn't God supposed to give us peace?
怎么会遇到这种事呢？
Then how come this happened to us?
我不知道主耶稣的意思是什么啊。
I don't know God's will in this.
他就是这样讲。
And this was what his feelings were.
另外一场丧礼。
And there was another funeral.
中年人。
It was a middle-aged, the person passing was middle-aged. So there was a middle-aged man whose wife passed away.
轮到他讲话的时候。
When it was his turn to speak,
他还是这么说。
He also said this.
他说我不知道神的意思是如何。
He said, I don't know what God's will is.
但是我知道神不会做错事。
But I know that God will not do the wrong thing.
哦，我还是感谢神。
And I still thank the Lord.
他一站起来就是讲这些话。
And once he stood up, that's what he spoke.
然后再讲其他的话。
And then he said other things.
哦，那我们在现场这样听也是蛮感动的。
And as a member of the audience, I was quite moved.
没有怨言。
Because he had no complaints.
其实他当然是很不舍了哈。
Of course, he felt he felt pained.
哦，也很伤心啊。
And he was very saddened.
可是他一站起来就讲这个话。
But as soon as he stood up, that's what he said.
他表达说我没有埋怨神。
So his communication was that he had no grievances against the Lord.
既然是出于神，我没有意见。
Because if it came from the Lord, he had no say.
而且不是很无奈。
And he didn't feel he wasn't frustrated either.
他说我感谢神。
He just said that he gave thanks to God.
虽然我不明白神为什么在这个当下带着我太太走了。
And he said, even though I don't understand why the Lord would take away my wife,
我需要她。
And I need her.
可是你把她带走了。
And even though I need her, you took her away.
可是我没有意见。
But I have no complaints.
我还是感谢神。
I still thank the Lord.
凡事谢恩。
So this is what it means to give thanks in all things.
这是神向我们所定的旨意。
And this is the will of the Lord for us.
所以我们要去体会神的心意啊。
And we should try to understand the will of God.
不管遇到什么事。
The heart of God, and no matter what we encounter.
你用你的立场想，跟用神的立场想，会不一样的结果。
We will have come to different conclusions if we stand in our point, look at it from our point of view, or look at it from God's point of view.
所以求主耶稣带领我们的脚步。
So we ask the Lord to guide our footsteps.
再一次思考神的旨意。
And to allow us to ponder upon the will of God.
相信对我是有帮助的。
And I think this will be beneficial to us.
起来唱诗。
Let us sing a concluding hymn.
437首。
437.